Today is the deadline set by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan for the leaders of the Greek and Turkish communities on Cyprus to accept a UN plan to reunite their island. Cyprus has been divided since 1974 when Turkish troops invaded in response to a Greek-backed coup. After decades, the Cyprus question finally has gained urgency as the island prepares to enter the European Union next year. If it remains divided, Greek Cyprus will enter the EU alone. John Syropoulos reports from Nicosia.
Walking through the Cypriot capital, Nicosia, you can come across hundreds of dead ends, barricades of sandbags and barbed wire. If you peer over the barricades, you see city blocks frozen in time, hastily abandoned houses, doors ajar, gardens with citrus trees that bear fruit no one has harvested in years. There are shops whose cash registers rang for the last time in 1974. This is the Green Line, Europe's most impermeable border. To the south, Greek Cypriots live in the Republic of Cyprus. To the north, Turkish Cypriots have formed a self-proclaimed state, recognized only by Turkey. About half a mile from the Green Line is the Paluriotissa neighborhood's local cafe, where old men play backgammon. Andreas, a pensioner, spends his afternoons here. Andreas remembers Turkish Cypriots who were very good people. He says he can live side by side with the Turks again, and that's why he would vote for the UN plan if it's put up in a referendum. Younger Greek Cypriots, like student Christodoulos Kunduris, are more skeptical.
In my opinion, the most serious problem is the fact that those who came from Turkey won't go back and they will stay.
He's worried because the UN plan will not require all Turks who have settled in Greek homes in the north to return these properties to the previous owners. When Turkish troops invaded in 1974, 200,000 Greek Cypriots fled, abandoning their homes. 5 years ago, the European Court of Human Rights ordered Turkey to compensate a Greek Cypriot schoolteacher for the loss of her home. Christos Kliridis of the hardline New Horizons party says peace negotiators for the Greek side have failed to build on this.
They have not utilized sufficiently these legal victories and vindication of their rights. They have basically given away all the basic and fundamental rights of Greek Cypriots. Turkey has not made a single compromise since 1974.
But other Greek Cypriots say they must not pass up the opportunity the UN has given them for reunification. George Vassiliou is a former president of Cyprus, currently a member of the National Council, which formulates policy on the issue.
37-38% of the island is under Turkish occupation. And assuming we join the Union without a solution, the danger is that this occupation may become permanent.
A referendum now would be closely fought. To win a yes vote, the National Council must assure Greek Cypriots that they will be able to recover property, or at least be compensated for it. The Council must also assure them that their rights will be protected in a new federal structure proposed by the UN. If these practical issues can be put to rest, the psychological enticement for reunification is enormous. At the Green Line's sole border crossing, used by diplomats and UN troops, black-clad women gather every weekend. They hold pictures of sons and husbands missing since the 1974 invasion. If the barricades do come down, they may finally discover what happened to their loved ones. For NPR News, this is John Syropoulos in Nicosia.